for tuning into the Psychedelic Podcast. I'm your host, Tina Marie, here with the entire panel, which includes Chris, Dawn, Rob, and myself. And today, we are discussing superpowers. Some kids might choose cool powers like superhuman strength or x-ray vision, flying. Admittedly, I'm still a kid at heart, so I'd probably want to be invisible sometimes. We asked our friends on social media what superpower they would like to have, and the number one answer was teleportation. Why do you think we had such a strong response on wanting to teleport, Dawn?
Because travel is really expensive.
Chris?
I have to go with that, and it's not only expensive, but it's really long. I mean, just from my house to the beach, it's like 2.5 hours, and if I could blink my eyes and be at the beach any time of the day, teleporting would be the best way to get there.
Yeah, how about you, Rob?
Maybe to escape a really sticky situation.
Where would you teleport if you had the chance?
Depends on what that would entail. Like if I had a little monitor that let me choose where I could go, or if I just did it with my mind.
I'd like to teleport between times, like the 1950s, the 1920s, maybe even all the way back into the Renaissance times, but not in the parts with a guillotine. I wouldn't want to be guillotined.
If that were possible, yeah, absolutely.
Fun fact, the French used the guillotine all the way to the 1970s.
What?
And the last public execution was in 1937.
I heard that it didn't just come down and it was one clean cut and then your head was off. It was like they had to keep pulling it back up and dropping it again and again and again.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember, but it was somewhere recently.
I said that in the true crime episode.
Yeah.
That's where you got it from.
I knew it was from a podcast.
Hashtag Rob so Facts.
Dawn got her interesting fact from our own podcast. Mm. That is amazing.
Nice.
Okay, if you had a chance, Dawn, where would you teleport to?
Maybe like the Amazon or Borneo, someplace really complicated, because if you think about it, you could teleport to a place that was hard to get to and maybe slightly dangerous, but just for a few minutes to absorb the beauty. And then you could just teleport yourself out of there whenever things got complicated.
Or too many mosquitoes got you in the Amazon, or a crazy tribe came and tried to not just guillotine you, they wanted to take you and use your skull to shrink it and do voodoo.
Ooh, or like a really hard to get to archipelago.
Archipelago?
Archipelago. Or like a really hard to get to archipelago.
Archipelago.
I thought it was called that.
That's how I would have said it, Rob.
That might be correct.
I think I'm right, but it's okay.
Chris will be the deciding factor.
Chris,
oh,
which
me?
One is it?
Archipelago.
Yay!
Isn't that what I said?
You said archipelago.
No, you're right. Okay.
I thought you were Italian.
So we'll have to Google that later.
Chris, where would you teleport to if you could?
Y'all seen those like Facebook and Instagram pictures of all those beautiful sceneries? Those places.
A charcoal beach?
That sounds great. Anywhere
right?
Beautiful.
So none of us live in beautiful places, I guess.
Do you not like North Carolina? It's
you have
here.
Lived here, Tina. You know.
I know.
You should go to Michigan for a little while and then come back.
Pinehurst is beautiful in its own right, but you can only take so many golf courses.
If you like golf courses, this place is beautiful. It's immaculate. But
immaculate.
I mean, we got train tracks, a graveyard, and a movie theater that we can't even go to.
No!
You gotta get out of town, Gabby. It's nice, like, outside of town. It has its own charm. It's really beautiful here.
There are places outside of town?
Growing up, I'm sure we all had dreams of having superpowers. Can you remember what yours were, Dawn?
Mine was, and it's really ironic, to open a portal and walk through to a different dimension.
That just fits you.
She already does that now. That's why it's ironic.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
How about you, Chris?
Well, my superpower would be money. Basically Batman. That's all I would want to be.
The North Carolina Batman.
Y'all best be going on now. I don't need no crime here.
Stealing money bags from the Joker.
Wait, what?
Batman.
Oh.
Flying or we already said teleporting. That was my answer on the Facebook post.
I'm saying, when you were a kid, do you remember if you ever wanted a superpower?
Of course.
Like x-ray vision. That's what most guys want
actually,
when they're 10.
You know what? Yeah, x-ray vision would be nice. But also, hey.
Tiggle bitties. I'd like to see some tiggle bitties.
Hey, we're a part of a broadcasting network now.
Shout out 365 Broadcasting.
Always. I really was interested in being like Spider-Man.
What part of that?
Climbing up walls. Okay. Being able to... What's that called? In Assassin's Creed, where you do that big dive into the hay.
Leap of faith.
I'd like to do a leap of faith off a skyscraper and be able to survive.
Chris came quickly with that answer.
I'm a video gamer. I love the Assassin's Creed
that's
franchise.
That's why I asked you.
That sounds terrifying.
Very interesting. Thank you guys so much.
Anytime.
Okay, Chris. If you had to name your top few superpowers for this top 10 episode, our first ever, in what order would you rank yours and what are they?
Flight would be fun. I'm fat, but super speed would be really cool too.
Oh, Chris, stop.
X-ray vision so I could stare at my wife.
You can't already?
But you would like see her muscles and veins and stuff. Is that really what you want?
There is a person in my top 10 list, supposedly can see through skin. She usually does this to provide special medical diagnosis and stuff like that, but I'll get to her later. Flight, speed, wealth, so I can be Batman, super strength, and just hear a language and instantly know it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Very, very nice idea there.
Don, what about you?
I did not think about this at all, and Chris, you did that like it was nothing.
I'm still 10 years old at heart, so like I constantly think, ooh, if I could fly, I wouldn't have to drive this car to work.
You know what? Wow. It's great to stay like that. A childlike mind is the best kind of mind. I mean, it's really rare to still keep that childlike mindset where you can have an imagination, and that's what makes kids and animals love certain people so much.
I envy you, Chris.
I don't know how to feel about that.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
It's endearing.
Oh, good, good.
As a child, I wanted to go to other dimensions, but we know how to do that now. So I'm kind of like, what would I want to do? I think like really extreme psychic abilities where you could just know anything, anywhere, at any time without having to do anything special like meditate or take psychedelics or anything like that.
Turn it off, right? Isn't, like, would you want to be able to turn it off?
Isn't that
exactly.
The alien?
It sounds like Charles Xavier.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Or Martian Manhunter.
Yep.
Or Dr. Manhattan.
Ooh.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
He's from, what's that?
The Watchmen.
The Watchmen, yes, that's it.
Y'all don't know? I feel so cool.
I've never seen that either.
You just got nerd points, Don.
You did get nerd points. Plus one. Roll.
HP up by 20.
I'm going to steal Cappy's where he can hear a language and know what they're saying. That's so cool.
That was the best.
Ooh, I have one. Breathing underwater. I've always wanted to do that. Just explore the entire unexplored ocean.
Wouldn't it be cool to know what our pets are saying?
They don't have that much to say.
They're like, I hate you. You stink.
My dog has a one-track mind and all he does is fart and stare at me.
If I could have unburnable skin, I would love to go to certain planets just to kind of explore them and see what's there that the astronauts can't really explore yet.
The Human Torch.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would go to Venus where it's literally 867 degrees Fahrenheit.
Just to experience how much skin would burn off.
I think all of it.
So flying would be number one. Then I could travel to where I could see the whole Earth. And then I would just spread some pixie dust magic all over the Earth and just restore all the coral reefs and all the forestry and just make the Earth magical again.
That's really noble.
So that's two. Whatever sin is going on down at Earth, I would fly back down. And I would probably snap a finger and do your step. And then all the criminals would automatically be locked in jail.
Wait, what kind of criminals, though? Because in some places, criminals aren't even criminals.
Criminals by my standards.
Okay, so, but what are your standards? Now you're going to have to go in depth about what kinds of criminals you would want locked up.
Just know that it'll be justice.
There will be justice, guys.
Real justice.
I have to say, like, Rob's the only one that thought to use his superpowers for good right off the bat, whereas we were using ours for curiosity and comfort.
You guys were like, I want to lasso a black hole to the earth like the moon. Okay, so then there's criminals. Then I would want to also use my healing touch to alleviate all of the disabilities and mental illnesses for all people within a second. Mm-hmm. Done.
Well, what if that? Hold on. What if that is like somebody's karma that is coming back in this lifetime
that they need to
like be living through, and you just go and erase it and negate it?
Yes.
I knew there was a problem with this.
It's like I would touch all the children, make them better, and
yeah,
I would.
He's acting like he's in a beauty pageant right now.
I am being Miss Italy right now.
Miss Italy. Wow. I need a divorce.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Mr. Italy.
I'm good on that.
So. To tie all this together, I would expedite God's plan. That's blasphemous. What would I do? I would segregate all people that are going to hell versus going to heaven. Have all the people that are destined to go to hell in one space that I would create.
You are a God. You're playing God. You're already putting them up into heaven and hell.
We're supposed to be learning from the people that are doing evil. So that
I'm just at a total 180. Like the pageant now is like, and I would burn all the people.
Stop pointing out the obvious, guys. So that's the problem with this. You can't hyperbolize these superpowers.
That's why you stick to your curiosity.
You know what? Like BioShock, I want a freaking bee hand. Just bees buzzing around my hand. I can just send the bees at that person. That's number five. To make it dark.
He's gonna throw bees at us. Like he's like, y'all hyperbolizing what I'm saying, and he's gonna throw bees at us. Like
and he's gonna be like, sometime it bees like that.
I feel like I would probably want to hit mute on everybody that I don't like, or like make them just like in Black Mirror, they disappear out of my life. Like I could just choose to mute them completely. They just become invisible and I don't have to deal with them.
Vindictive, Tina.
Not really vindictive. If I've had enough of somebody, I could just make them go away. And if I want them back, I could bring them back. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the information you guys have on superpowers, the real ones or the fake ones.
I ranked mine because when you said we were going to rank our superpowers, I went ahead and ranked them because I didn't know what we were doing. So the first one is hyperthymesia. It's where you remember literally every second of your life and can recall it down to like the day and the hour. And there are only 25 confirmed cases. So we don't know how many people actually have this.
I feel like I might be one of those people.
So I have a theory about that because like there were times when I was doing hallucinogens where I could recall things that I didn't realize that I knew that I had. And it got to where I was like searching through my memory. And it was very much like these people describe where you're scrolling on a timeline and you can see your whole life. Not only that, but also if you hear about near-death experiences where people remember their entire life. And my theory is that your brain, your centers of memory hold on to every single moment that you've ever experienced. And you just don't know it consciously because most of that information you don't actually need, but you're still using it. It's still there.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to Rob the other day about how I remember everything. I think of a picture I've taken or I think of a certain time in my life where I remember everything about this moment. I can remember the exact emotion I was feeling, what was going on that day, who was around me. I can remember all the different vibes that I had at certain moments in my life. And if I want to, it doesn't really require much at all.
That's amazing.
I can remember very, very early in my life, like earlier than most people can. Like I can remember having my diaper changed and stuff.
What?
What was everybody's first memory that they can remember?
I already said it on Mandela Effect.
My first memory would be that I can really picture was with my grandpa Capstaff. And it was me being a butt and doing the exact opposite of what he said. I remember him saying, don't put your feet on this cabinet that I guess was being used as like a table or something for something. I can't remember why.
How tall were you?
I was going to say, were you 10 feet tall?
I was pushed up real close to it and my feet barely touched it. And then I remember him getting mad at me and saying, I told you not to do that. And
I told you.
I really liked him. I don't remember him that well because he passed away when I was really young. But that's like the first memory I can really pull out.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We all tend to remember the negative and things.
Mine's also a little bit negative, but it's also kind of cool thinking about it because it was in Japan where I was born. So I know that I was 2 years old or younger, and it was during an earthquake. And I don't know if you guys know this, but in Japan, the infrastructure of most buildings, they can wave in the wind. So when earthquakes happen, basically a building can move and bend without falling over. And I remember my crib kind of slowly shifting left and right with this earthquake and seeing a ball from my crib just roll across the floor back and forth. That was my very first memory.
So it wasn't like a slight infrastructural bend. It was like you could see
it. It was a visible afar. Bend.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
That was my very, very first memory. And I've always remembered that.
I wonder what bendy steel they used back then.
They still use it now. We could probably Google it, but I don't feel like doing it right now.
It's probably the magnitude of the earthquake. Yeah. Not the steel's fault.
Chris, what interesting superpower would you like to share with us, like your number one?
My number one from my research was, it's actually a guy. His name is Kim Peek. He was the original Rain Man. He was born with an abnormally large head. He couldn't walk, but he could read both pages at once. He could provide instant driving directions between any cities. He could figure out anyone's birthday. I'm not exactly sure how that worked. He could recite Shakespeare verbatim, and he was also good at counting cards.
That is an awesome superpower. He'd probably be very good at poker.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go against him. That'd be nuts.
There's no poker teams.
Well, you know, there actually are. Those are the cheating poker players that always win. Technically, there are teams.
That is very true.
I definitely think that being a savant like that is a superpower. And I did a little research into that because I was curious about it. And it appears that some people think that you are a savant and also on the autism spectrum, but that's not always the case. Apparently, you can be a savant and not have autism. And you can obviously have autism and not be a savant. So those things are not necessarily linked.
So for those in our audience that don't know what savant stands for, could you define that for everybody, Don?
Including me.
It's where you're like super, super in tune to some things. You have a really abnormal skill for, like Chris was saying, knowing maps or dates or some sort of mathematical part of your brain. But then a lot of times you're not so great at other stuff. There have been a lot of cases of this ability, and you can Google it and just have your mind completely blown by what people have been able to do. Like there was a young man, I think he was 18 or 19 at the time, and I do believe that he had some form of severe autism, but he was a savant. They gave him this large piece of paper. They stretched it all across this wall, and he drew an exact replica of New York City, like every single building.
Wow, and this kind of reminds me of how some people can look at a page and they can read the whole thing, and people that have photographic memory. That's a superpower in its own right, being able to have photographic memory, being able to memorize everything just by glancing at it one time. I think that's so amazing. Mm. A lot of us are power readers where we can glance at a paragraph and essentially grab all the information that we want from that paragraph and memorize it. Or at least we understand it, even if we can't convey it to the person we're talking to.
That's you.
A lot of people have that, I think. It's just a photographic memory with certain things. I'm only like that with reading books.
See, I feel like I'm a fast reader, but she'll read a whole page of something and I'll be on the first paragraph still. I'm like, what? There's no way.
Thank you.
That's totally me and my husband. I'm not a fast reader. I need to sit and hear the word in my head and really take it in. But he'll breeze through a book in like a day or two. And I'm like, how are you doing that? Did you actually read that?
I'm like, you didn't comprehend it though.
Oh no, we did though.
I know, I believe you.
Even in acting, I think it's a trained thing. You might not be born with it, but you have to get used to reading so many words and memorizing so many things that you're able to spot the most important parts of everything you read and understand and fully grasp everything you're reading without really even trying. It becomes really subconscious.
Isn't that because I know that most actors have a certain period of time where they have time, they have time to study their lines? Is that more like voiceovers that you have to do it like right away? Like they give it to you right outside of the room? And
that happens a lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What about you, Rob? What's a superpower that you'd like to share?
So minus the ones that I already said, which were very dramatic, there's a Kiki.
Kiki, get off the mic.
Kiki.
Guys, that's so weird. My dog is right now bothering me too.
Yeah, she's on the mic. Kiki.
Gosh.
Kiki.
Kiki, you're so...
Kiki, stop.
So plump.
She
right
missed
now.
Us.
Kiki.
Do you guys still have your dog?
Yeah. Yeah, she's so big now. She was just barking at the cows. She ran through the fence and she was barking at the cows. And then she ran out to me like, why aren't you with me barking at these cows? The cows were cattle, actually, were staring at her like, what is this really fast, dumb, small cow that's the same color of us doing out here and making this weird noise? What's wrong with this thing?
They're just perplexed.
They just stare at her. They're not worried about her at all.
We're not going to get rid of her, Dawn. You know, she gained like 7 pounds since we've been gone.
Since you've been gone. Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Superpowers.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a guy in New Zealand. His name is Dave Mullins. He's known as the real Aquaman.
Ooh.
And he can swim with record time and distance out of anybody in the whole world. It's not Michael Phelps, just so you know. He swam 244 meters in 4 minutes and 2 seconds using one breath.
What?
What?
Yep.
He swam how far?
He swam 244 meters in 4 minutes,
Wow.
And
wow.
He only came up for breath one time.
There you go, Dawn. That's one of the powers you wanted.
So
that's really cool. I'm going to be right back. My dog is freaking out.
Okay.
So,
but the question is, does he look as good as Jason Momoa?
He's from New Zealand, man. I don't know.
Don't talk about people not. From New Zealand in that way.
Sorry, all the New Zealand listeners.
We do have those.
Oh.
I know, right?
We appreciate you.
So,
but let's face it, very few people are as good looking as Jason Momoa. It's okay.
True,
you
Chris.
Can compare that to any country, so no offense, New Zealanders.
So Dave Mullins.
I want this just because, well, I think the Earth is comprised of 75% water, so I think that's important to be able to travel by sea. Another interesting fact about this guy is that he, kind of like we were talking about with Assassin's Creed, he dove 108 meters into the water. Most people would die, right? They would break their necks or break their skulls.
Immaculate diving skills.
So, yeah, he was able to pierce through the water, and it was just like a normal pencil dive for him.
From how far up?
108 meters.
That is insane. That would pretty much shatter every bone in almost anyone's body. I wonder how big this guy is. I need to see a picture of this dude.
I said pencil dive, but I meant the inverse of that. Just standard dive. He also had another little record. He reached 100 meters underwater in New Zealand. And I think only 4 or 5 people have done that, either in New Zealand or the whole world ever. He accomplishes all this. There's a reason for it. He deprives his muscles of oxygen, which allows him to swim further and longer. So basically, he just builds up the lactic acid in his leg muscles, which is lactic acid is just the acid that bulges our muscles after we work out. So he's able to make the best use of that with whatever extreme training techniques that he uses. Like I said, depriving his muscles and stuff like that. So I thought that was really cool.
Another superpower that I can think of just off the top of my head that many of us actually have within ourselves is the ability to use our energy to make people around us really happy and more positive. That we just use our intuition and empathy, just being able to acknowledge those around us that are in need of having a more positive vibe around them and being able to kind of hand that out without losing your own positivity, but it can be quite draining for people that have this. And the opposite of that, which is not a superpower, it's something that super sucks, is being able to get everybody else's negative energy and turn it into your own because you've been around too many people and it has drained you.
You're just talking about yourself.
Tina talking about herself over here.
I'm talking about myself.
All of her superpowers, she's putting on display.
Well, it's true, though. That is a power that a lot of people do have, is that being able to help with the vibrations around them. But also, a lot of people that have this are severely affected by negative energy.
Yeah, kind of like rearranging the stars. You're just rearranging the cosmos.
And sometimes it's really unwanted and you can't turn it off. People that have this, some of them are lucky enough to be able to turn it off, or they've trained themselves to do that.
I know what she's talking about. This is something that I do in my sessions, and it's akin to holding space for someone. It's sort of similar. You just determine what the energy is going to be, and you use your energy with intention. And there are times where somebody I know probably needs it, and I just don't, because I'm not trying to be that person for that other person at that moment for whatever reason.
That's something that I'm sure people that feel this wish they could always do.
So this person's name is Natasha
Bedingfield.
Stop. No. Not Natasha Bedingfield.
Too much.
Sorry, Chris.
Natasha Demkina, a Russian woman who claims...
No kidding.
Sorry. I know. She
claims... I'm sorry. I'm supposed to keep this together, but I'm just like...
Professor.
I'm good luck editing this.
Professor Cat.
Professor Cat.
Sorry.
Okay. Y'all.
Man, we have Tina. Nubby from the cat.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I need my CPAP.
All right. Tosh, not Bedingfield. I'm sorry, Kathy.
Okay. The Russian chick.
The Russian chick. Natasha Demkina is a Russian woman who claims to possess a special vision that permits her to see inside the human body and see the organs and tissues, not just, what was it, Tina? Tiggle bitties?
Tiggle bitties. Veins included.
You took one of mine, Chris.
This permits her to make medical diagnoses, and she claimed that she has had this ability since she was 10 years old.
Wow.
Can you imagine waking up one day and being able to see inside people's bodies? Like, that has to be freaky.
And exactly. Especially at the age of 10. Oh my gosh.
I don't want that.
Imagination ruined.
You go downstairs, you see Grandpa, like, Grandpa, all that vodka is still in your system.
Grandpa, you lied. I see the Franzia under your bed.
There's a fifth of the whiskey in your belly, Grandpa.
She would know who ate the last Triscuit. That's for sure.
A Triscuit?
I'm trying to think of some kind of food. She would know.
That's a food.
I don't like those.
She would know who ate the last fruit roll-up. I don't know.
What the hell? That's even worse.
You said Triscuit, and I thought Twix in my head, and now I have a craving. There's no chocolate here.
You are welcome.
I'm not hungry from that.
Anyways.
I have one. Yes. If you're done, Chris, I don't know.
I am done.
Okay. Are you done yet?
Now he's going to go get some Triscuits for all of us because I'm hungry.
I can't feed y'all.
Chris, that's a good superpower, being able to feed everybody that is hungry.
That should have been my fifth, Cure World Hunger, just like a true Miss Universe.
You really are Miss Italy. Okay, Dawn, what's up?
Since we're talking about food, I'm going to go with Michelle Lotito.
Lotito.
He has Lotitos.
Stop. Low tiggle bitties.
Yeah.
Have fun editing this out.
Oh, man.
It's so not getting edited out.
I'm not editing much.
Oh, crap.
Anyways.
I'm just going to wait till all the children are calm and we can continue class.
Okay, cool. I'm going to keep talking.
Happy.
Okay. This guy had a combination of pica, which is where you have cravings for really strange things that are not food, which is usually linked to mineral deficiencies and things like that, but it is like a syndrome. And a combination of pica and a thick stomach lining.
Thick. Hashtag thick.
Thick AF stomach lining.
Thick stomach lining. This guy ate all kinds of weird stuff, metal, etc. He even ate a Cessna 150 airplane over the course of 2 years.
He ate an airplane?
What? Yes.
Over the course of what?
2 years.
Why?
Like a snake.
No, okay. Because people with pika eat like couches and stuff.
Yeah, so for perspective, if you don't know anything about airplanes, right, a Cessna is not your regular, like, you know, passenger Boeing 757 or whatever. A Cessna is a relatively small plane, but, like, that's a lot to eat.
I mean, like, how did he go number two?
Terribly, like, I'm sure.
Yeah, terribly.
Cessna out to shoot.
But just moving out airplane parts.
A lot of Cessnas out to shoot.
So, his hangar needed remodeling after that.
Oh gosh.
So my question for that is not how much he went to the bathroom, but more or less, who donated him a plane? Like, he's like, here, you could have my old plane. Enjoy eating it. Like,
it's too much money.
I guess.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's ridiculous. Well, maybe sometimes people run into a situation where they can no longer afford their airplane.
So I sold it to the guy who would eat it.
Maybe they didn't sell it. Maybe they donated it because they weren't going to get any money anyways. And he was probably really hungry for a Cessna.
Did he at least get into the Guinness Book of World Records?
Oh, I'm sure.
I feel like I can relate to this in pregnancy. Like, I'm so hungry I could eat a Cessna 150.
Yeah, usually it's like, I'm so hungry I could eat a cow. All right, Rob, is it your turn or Chris's?
I don't know.
It's
Rob's turn.
Rob, go ahead.
You guys both went? I didn't even...
Here, let me read here. Well, I'm just coming up with my
going
own.
In rotation, right?
Yeah, we're going in rotation.
Okay. There's a real-life Iceman that's a little bit different from the traditional Iceman comic book hero that you know of. This guy ran a half a marathon in the Arctic Circle, or just outside of the Arctic Circle, with no shirt and no shoes, and it was negative 20 out. It only took him 5 hours and 25 minutes to run that half marathon. He got no frostbite. All his toes survived. And he was able to do that because he practiced what's called Tummo.
Tummo.
And that's
Tummo wrestling.
It's a Tibetan form of meditation.
Okay.
You're able to increase your passion and your body heat. So he was just striving to do that. And also he was regulating his body heat. He's more like the, not Iceman, but human heat lamp or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So... he also climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in 2 days.
How long does it take, generally, if you're not the Iceman?
I have no idea.
To climb
You probably die on the way up.
I have no idea. I didn't go that far. But,
we haven't tried it yet.
But, I mean, 2 days, you know, that's one of the tallest mountains in the world. And it's very, very steep with a snow tip.
Snow tip. Sorry.
And he probably went 2 days straight of just flying up the mountain. So I would say like something like that, maybe a couple weeks if you're taking breaks, maybe a month. I don't know. That's just a guess. But he also took the longest ice bath of all time. And he sat in that bath for an hour and 13 minutes and 48 seconds.
Did you know that most people, and this is interesting to me, this has nothing really to do with superpowers, but I found this very interesting. People with blue eyes are generally colder at heart, so they can take pain a lot easier than people with brown eyes, and people with green eyes even more so.
So are the eyes the reflection of the heart?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything bad about people with blue or green eyes. I'm just saying it's really interesting that people with blue eyes can handle pain better than people with other colors of eyes.
Here it is, guys. It takes 5 to 9 days to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
Do they come down alive?
I mean, sometimes.
I don't want to attempt that.
So I was off in my prediction, but he did it faster than anybody can.
You know, I probably should have brought this guy up after Dawn did her segment about the guy who could eat anything.
The Pico.
Speaking
of Pico de Gallo.
Pica.
Did it? Ha ha.
Pikachu.
The Pico Picabio. I thought that too, but I didn't want to say it, but that's said it, so it's okay.
That's the third
it's
evolution.
Pica and it's Pikachu.
Yes, but also Pico de Gallo.
That's
okay, too. Y'all, I'm no. On that topic, do you think Rust was like a flavoring for him?
What?
Yeah, there is no way you're gonna tell me that plane didn't have a little bit of rust on there. It had to be like a flavoring packet.
Nice, like irony taste, like blood has.
There's probably secret rust in all of our snack foods.
Have you ever ate your own blood?
I try not to.
It smells kind of like rust. It smells
irony.
She called it the irony.
The irony.
No, you did not. I missed that.
Yes.
Can you repeat that?
Say it again. Oh, the irony.
There you go. Splice.
Oh, goodness.
Damn.
The guy I was going to mention, his name is Lies Tao Lin. I hope I pronounced that right. If not, I'm sorry. Magnet Man or Mr. Magnet. He can stick any metal object to his body. Some of the items he's able to stick weigh between 4 pounds to 79 pounds.
What?
Where does he stick them?
Stop. That's crazy.
It's his skin, right?
Yes, his skin.
Part?
All of it, Rob.
All of his skin.
Stop. Oh, you're really being Miss Italy right now.
What a pervert.
I will let you look it up later, Rob.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne, you guys.
Ooh.
Did you ever have a friend or know somebody in high school or whatever, that poor unfortunate person that was fed all the weird stuff and would just do whatever anyone told him to do?
Like ate chalk?
Ozzy Osbourne was that person, but it was extreme, right? I mean, all his life, they were feeding him all kinds of drugs and nasty stuff, and he would just eat or take or snort or shoot up whatever. And he had some gene variants that have, quote, never been seen before, especially in the areas of processing things like alcohol and different drugs. So he literally can take all these weird drugs and stuff without dying, because people have been asking for a long time, like, why is he not dead yet? He should be dead with the amount of drugs that he has consumed. Other people have died from this. How is he not dead? And it's because he has a mutation that allows him to survive that.
Wow.
I didn't know Ozzy was a mutant.
Did you guys see that post that I posted about Ozzy Osbourne and Post Malone?
That's the thing that's been going around.
Oh, you mean how Post Malone found that guy Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah. What? He's so hip.
What are you talking about?
People on Twitter were like, wow, Post Malone found this amazing guy. Who is Ozzy Osbourne?
I know what you're talking about.
Like, all of the millennials were like,
I guess.
Whoa, Ozzy Osbourne? Because he was on one of Post Malone's songs. And I'm like, you guys, I feel so old now. Like,
wow.
They don't remember MTV growing up when it was the Osbournes.
Yes. And then also, let's not forget The Simple Life with Paris Hilton.
I feel like Ozzy had such long hair that...
A long tongue? I'm just kidding.
Just like Dawn holds music in her hair, I feel like he was storing all the drugs in his hair. But anyways.
Tina, this isn't Gene Simmons.
That should be a superpower, but not really, because that's kind of a perverted superpower to have, is having an extremely long
Have
tongue.
You not heard of any of Kiss's songs? Almost every one of them is about sex.
That's the purpose
that's
of
true.
Kiss.
It's just so gross.
Like perverted ass demons.
Yeah, I'm like, that's coming out. That one's coming out.
We'll see. to be reckoned.
Yes, like we have to give a second to thank our sponsor, Artie Hoffman. Please visit ArtieHoffman.com if you would like to have any of your psychic questions answered. He's been very accurate. He welcomes all skeptics. You can reach him there. Watch our live streams once a month on our Facebook page. So be sure to follow that. The link will be in our description. Thank you, Artie.
Also, be sure to check out our Patreon. We have about 12 episodes on there that are just waiting to be watched.
We are with 365 Live Broadcasting. Pretty soon, the website will be live, and you can catch us on our live streams, as well as all of the other amazing podcasts. If you're looking for a quality podcast, please visit 365 Live Broadcasting Network. That link will be in our description as well.
Also, guys, we need some YouTube subscribers. We just started our YouTube channel.
Not that our content is bad. It's great.
No, no.
You want to look at our content.
Our content is great. It's just we have such a big Facebook presence that everything is allocated to Facebook.
Yeah.
So we would like some people to transition to our YouTube, maybe, please.
Yeah, come visit us on our YouTube. I mean, you don't have to always be on it, but at least subscribe to us if you love us. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page yet, like that too. Because we love you.
If you like us, just you can stay on Facebook. If you love us, go to YouTube as well.
If you love us, go to both.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so we are looking for patrons. You'll get a shout out and all kinds of cool stuff. You get to check out our behind the scenes content. See how stupid we sound in early episodes. Because we have made patron only about 6 or 7 episodes now. Right? So, right? Isn't it about 6 or 7?
Yeah, and there's more to upload. Like I said, there's 12. But that's the thing. Like, if y'all go to our Patreon, we will upload a lot more stupid things that you can see.
And you get to see what we all look like, which is pretty cool. Because right now, we're just a voice in your car, in your Hyundai. Which, Honda, like, Cappy, was it Honda or Hyundai that gets stolen?
Honda Accords gets stolen the most.
Everybody, Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicle.
Fuel efficient. Very smart thieves.
Yes, super smart.
And very shoppable.
This is really big to me. I'm a huge audiobook lover, and they have more than just audiobooks. That is audible.com. We are now sponsored by Audible.
Woo!
You can go to www.audibletrial.com/psychedelic to check out everything that Audible has to offer, which includes now, well, they've always included audiobooks, but now they have different ones like comedy, podcasts, true crime. They have a little bit of everything for your ears. So definitely go check them out and make sure you use our link, which will be posted in the show notes, or just go to www.audibletrial.com/psychedelic. No hyphen. Your first month is free and you get a free Audible book.
Ooh, I'm going to jump on that.
And it comes chock full of different Audible originals. I just picked up Deviant, which is the book all about Ed Gein. I am obsessed with learning more about this guy. I don't know why. He's just an interesting figure for me. But that was part of the Audible originals I got to check out. And I'm still listening to it. And that one came free with my subscription. So I didn't have to pay my one credit to get it. I just got it as soon as I got on there. It's just like, oh, hey, here's a book about a psychopath you might like. And I'm like, oh, great.
Chris is our lover of macabre, is how I first introduced him when he came onto our show. And he has so much interesting information on this kind of stuff. It's really funny that he's mentioning Ed Gein, because in our psychopaths episode, he spoke a lot about Ed Gein. So please revisit that episode if you haven't listened to it already. It's an amazing episode.
Speaking of macabre, check out our true crime episode, which Chris is also on. And he is the factoid man of that episode.
The factoid guy.
As you might have noticed earlier when I talked about the guillotine.
The guillotine. Sorry. The guillotine.
The blue guillotine.
The guillotina.
Can't take y'all nowhere.
You should know that just based on our Bratwurst Tragedy Facebook album of photos that we did.
I'm ashamed of that.
Bratwurst Tragedy? I've been here for a minute just listening.
We just did our whole thing, our whole spiel.
On September 18th, Tina and I will be going live to bring you some more wonderful shamanism and discuss things like grounding into earth energy for beginners, as well as oracle guidance for careers. If you are having some difficulty in your career, or you're running into situations repeatedly that you can't seem to find your way out of, come and join us on this show. We're going to be pulling cards for you and discussing how your zodiac sign can help you in your career. So check us out on Facebook and YouTube.
Yes. And once again, whether or not you're a believer in this, it's still psyche-based. It's still super interesting. So you don't even have to like us to love us. Just watch it. It's really cool. And just see what happens.
You don't have to worship it. You can just observe it.
Yeah. Be an observer. Come and visit us. Ask us questions. Dawn's got the answers. And if you are super open to that, Dawn literally knows everything about crystals.
And if you're ever interested in having a more in-depth reading by me, I do a variety of different readings. I do energy healing sessions as well. You can reach me at yourcosmicpossum@gmail.com.
Awesome.
I would love for our listeners to also head over to our WordPress blog. There are notes on episodes. If you have not checked out an episode, you can read up on what the episode is about. Click on it. There are links in there to all of our episodes and to our sponsors pages as well.
Yes, definitely.
This one is so cool to me. This is a superpower that we all have. Most people don't realize this. It has been scientifically proven that we have the ability to hear molecules. An explanation for this is you get someone to blindfold you and you sit there and they have a glass of hot water and cold water and you listen to them pour the hot water and you listen to them pour the cold water and you can tell the difference based on how they sound because you can hear the difference in the way the molecules are moving.
Ooh, so you just got to tap into realizing the potential of your mind. That 11% of the brain that psychologists say you use is a lie. You can utilize so much more of that if you're open and susceptible to understanding these types of things. And listening to our show is one of the steps to being able to unlock more than 11% of your brain. I mean, why would you want to be in the bottom 95% of people, right?
It's true.
Our show has been scientifically proven to enhance your senses.
That's what I'm saying.
That's legitimate.
Literally, scientists won't tell you that, but we are your favorite panel of non-experts. That's why you're here. So just know that you can listen to molecules too.
There is a disease called immigration delay disease, and you basically have no fingerprints.
What? I've heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
Get away with murder. Chris, what do you feel about that?
Well, there's actually another really interesting thing where your semen could be a different type than your fingerprints. So if you were to do something and leave blood behind or semen, it won't be the same. It won't be the same. It's weird. Like, that's how a lot of serial killers got away with it, is because, like, they were tested and they're like, well, we're looking for a person with A, B, and you got C. And it's
type X semen.
You have multiple semen types?
Certain people do. Let's talk about semen some more.
So wait, no, really. Hey. That's not explicit. Semen is something that's a part of the male body.
Psyche is hell. Next panel episode will be about semen.
Aquaman?
Okay, no, it will not be. Don't listen to him.
So that was the end of my list.
Thank you, Dawn.
I'm so glad we ended it there.
Yes, same.
Okay, well, mine's a bit more surprisingly upbeat for me, and not macabre. What? We've listed a lot of really cool heroes, a lot of really cool powers, but to me, people who live with disabilities and like children who can overcome cancer, those to me are the real heroes. Those are people who can beat the odds. No kid, no child should ever have to suffer through cancer. So anybody who can beat it and come out on top is my personal hero.
That is so true.
That's really sweet.
If y'all remember this year for Thanksgiving, St. Jude's is always looking for help, always looking for people to donate. So please, if you can, give out to them, because that's an important thing.
Definitely is. Thank you, Chris, for that. And our episode on autism that we did with Sam, who has his own podcast, Autism Rocks and Rolls. And Sam is an amazing person. He has Asperger's, and I believe that autism is really a superpower. So that's an episode you also need to check out. But absolutely agree with you, Chris. Those are real heroes.
So I'm going to go with the more basic strongman archetype here. Chris Morgan, he's from Great Britain. He's the strongest schoolboy in the world as of 2009. Somebody might have surpassed him. I don't know.
I hope not.
Chris Morgan lifted a Ford Fiesta.
Wow.
Ah, that's crazy.
Those are a little small. I'm just kidding. I'm proud of him.
That's still tons. That's still like that at tons. Least a ton of weight.
Yeah.
So he lifted a Ford Fiesta, and he attributes this to eating at least 5,000 calories a day. He works out just about every day, obviously. He's only 6'2", 280, so I don't know how this is possible just from eating a lot. But he's known as Incrediboy Wonder.
Wow.
And he credits his amazing strength to his strict exercise regimen. I have a feeling there's something more there.
That reminds me of the amazing mothers that when their child is in danger, they can lift cars to save their children. They can do these amazing things just out of the adrenaline and love for their child or loved one. I'm sure men can do it too, but mothers definitely have been known to be in the news headlines for doing things like this. It's pretty amazing.
A mother's fight or flight messed with their intent is an unstoppable force.
I'm sure it's more of a fight for when it has to do with their child, if they're a truly good mother, not a flight.
I didn't know that.
Not that mom that watched her little boy get taken by Harambe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, sweetie.
Not that.
Make me Facebook famous.
Visit 365 Broadcasting. The link will be in the description. Once again, we want to give a big shout out to everybody there. All of these amazing podcasts. They're all super quality.
I say it's the Marvel Ultimate Alliance of podcasts.
I agree. So thank you so much, Chris, Dawn, and Rob. And I hate to bring this back, but Tina out.
Dawn out.
Chris out.
Rob out.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.